Rambam goes on in Sefer HaChumash that's called Avodah Zarah, points out that if you look through the Chumash, you'll find that the Tehillim HaMishkan appears seven times. Sometimes it's Arifah, sometimes it's Kippur, sometimes it's Rav, sometimes very much the Rav. Why seven times? Because he says the purpose of the Mishkan was to bring the Shekhinah down from the seven heavens. The Gemara says in the seventh heaven that there was Zion the Kippur. And the Shekhinah, the Yeshua, whatever that means, is in the seventh heaven. So we want to bring the Shekhinah down from the seventh heaven, so that's why we use the seven times in the Kippur. That's a similar idea, I don't know exactly what that means, but a similar idea appears in a related idea appears in the Medrash Tanchuma, and this is on the very first pasuk. Amar Rabbi Shimon, Yikesh Shechina B'tachtonim Hoshama, after the Zohar originally created the world, the main place of the Shechina was on this world. Shenema, Vayishma, Shkala Hashem, Elohim, Messiah, Shabbat, that the Shechina was swelling in Gan Eden. And the Shekhinah emitted its rain, so to speak, whatever that means, to the heavens also, to the Ayodim as well. But the equal place of the Shekhinah was the Tachan. But then when Abba Marishan came along, the Ogun, the Sultan, the Sultan, and Harish, the Shema, went up to the first place. The Shekhinah ran away. All my time, the Ogun, the Sultan, the Sultan, and Harish, the Harishan, the Hashemi. All my door, Rena, the Hittus, the Sultan, the Sultan, and Hashemi, the Hashemi, all my door, Hamadu, the Hittus, the Alpha, the Sultan, and Hashemi, the Revi. Barak, Logo, So the Shekhinah was in the seventh heaven because it was chased away from the earth, because the people who are there. That's called the Kula Hashem, Elot Tachalo Hashem Kachi. That's how Abtan Balozhan, a writer chap, Nesha Chaim, what do you mean, Elot Tachalo Hashem Kachi? Whenever a person does an Averia, he's chasing away the Shekhinah. The Shekhinah is meaning Elot Tachalo Hashem Kachi. Elot Tachalo means empty space, vacuum. So Elot Tachalo Hashem Kachi means don't chase away the Shekhinah, because when you do an Averia, you're chasing away the Shekhinah from there. When the Shekhinah is already chased away from the Tachkoinen, by the other Marisa, he's chased away from the Tachkoinen to the Wakiwa Harisha, to the first heaven. But when they continue to do more Averis, they were chased away further. So every time the whole of mankind used more and more Averis, the Shekhinah was finally chased away from the seventh heaven. Then, whereas the Gemara Gaon says that by making a Mishkan, because it's given is repeated, the flower was cut seven times in the Chumash, the Mishkan accomplished to bring the Shekhinah down from the seventh heaven all the way down till the Tachtonim again. Maybe Shantana is right here a little differently. Maybe Shantana writes, Omer Abraham, he sees your mice in Tazen, and he amassed a lot of Mrs. Mice in Tazen, Shachashim, and Ashvi, Lashishi. The Shekhinah was brought a little closer back to the world, to the seventh, to the sixth heaven. Yitzchak did Mrs. Mice in Tazen, Moshe, he pulled the Shekhinah from the Shishi to the Hamishi. Yankee did Mrs. Mice in Tazen, he brought it from the Hamishi to the Hadith. Lady Gnar brought it from the Ravine to the Shishi. Perhaps then Lady Menach Shishi Lashani. Amram brought it from the Shani to the Hishan. And Moshe Rabbeinu, the Yom Shalukam HaMishkan, Echvod Hashem, Olay, it's HaMishkan, he finally succeeded in bringing the Shekhinah down to the earth. So the Shekhinah was originally intended to be from the very beginning. The original plan of the world was, that's what it says in Kabbalah Shalom, Vigas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yisrael, the Tachtonim. The reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world is because he wanted to have a place in the Tachtonim that he should be master of his Shekhinah. He created the world to have an Olam HaTachton to be master of his Shekhinah. Then he was chased away from the Chil Hashem. And then the Shekhinah came back to where it originally intended to be. Take this in Brachos, right? Even though it says, we're not allowed to say Shema, only Shema, Shema, Mishaskin also, we're not allowed to say anything about Kabbalah from Amish Mind twice, because he says we should believe in what alone deity, we believe in monotheism. But nevertheless, I'm going to say, well, if you put in one of those things, you recite seven times the Hashem who are the two. How can that be? It's the monotheism and the deity. Believe in seven gods. The text says, no, that we're treating the Shekhinah so well, that the Shekhinah was with us for the Hashem HaShekhinah Yom Kippur, and then the Shekhinah goes back to the Olam, to the seventh heaven. So we did the Shekhinah so well, so every time we say Hashem HaShekhinah, the Shekhinah goes away another level, to another level, so it finally returns back to the seventh heaven. I know exactly what this means, but the Gemara will be the same thought about these kinds of things.
Went away and
came
back?
I don't know.
That
was it
back
by the Mishkan, and then if they were destroyed, the Gemara says there were two things. The one behind the Rosh Hashanah said that they were Esther, that the Shechina left the Kodesh HaKadosh in 10 steps. First they ran away a little bit, and then ran away a little bit, and then suddenly ran back to heaven. I don't know what the whole thing means. The Ikke Shechina is in one place, and the rays of the Shechina like the sun. That's what the Midrash said, like the sun, that the sun is in one place, and the rays spread in another place. So the question is, where is the Ikke Matamah Shechina? When you have the Beit HaMikdash, and the Ikke Matamah Shechina is B'tachon, that was after the Zohar intended originally when it first created the world. He wants to have a zero B'tachon. And now the world is in an abnormal state. It's not in its normal state. Rashi on the first pasuk quotes the Medrash that comments on the Sefer Loshen. Eilu Tzidei HaMishkan Mishkan Hodu. We're going to have twice, Mishkan. Eilu Tzidei Mishkan Hodu. Shefu Karapi Hoshe. Eilu Tzidei HaMishkan, Kama, Mishkan Hodu, Kama. What do you mean this Sefer Loshen? The Rashi quotes one comment that the Medrash has, and the Medrash has another comment. The first is the Eilu Tzidei HaMishkan Mishkan Loshen Mashkan. But even a master, that when somebody owes me money, they don't pay, but then I have a right to hold on to the master. Let's say the master lends money to the lady, the lady gives him a master, but the lady doesn't pay up, so the master's going to keep the master. So the Beit HaMikdash was a master for the sins of the Jewish people. Instead of collecting our lives, instead of punishing the Bnei Yisrael for the other, it's like, even if it's going to go, just hold on to the master, and he keeps it. So what's the master of the Beit HaMikdash? Instead of letting us use the master, instead of letting the Esau use the Mashkin, so he destroyed the Beit HaMikdash. He took it away, took away the Mashkin. Why did he say twice? Mashkin, Mashkin? Because it refers to the Chuzin by his Yishin and the Chuzin by his Shemin. Because the Mashkin was taken away from the Lord twice. Once of the destruction in the first Beit HaMikdash because of our sins, once of the destruction in the second Beit HaMikdash. Where did they get to the outcome of Medish? Where did the Medish see or hear anything about our Mashkin? And then the Medish goes further, but the Antik has said, go to the Mishkala, Chavor, Chavalu, the Zay Loshin Chavola, Ela Loshin Mashkin, Sinema, the Yachvel, the Chaim, the Rechot, the Nefesh, who calls there. He said, Chavor, Chavalu, that means that you have taken a Mashkin away from us twice because of our sins. We can see over here a discussion of the Beit HaMikdash. There's several discussion on the Medrash Rabba explained. Instead of punishing us, instead of punishing the Bnei Yisrael, the punishment was also, instead of killing the Bnei Yisrael, collecting the Nefeshes, instead he just took away the Mashkin and collected. He took away the Beit HaMikdash from us, he shouldn't be able to use it. The destruction of the Beit HaMikdash is a thing of taking away keeping the Mashkin. This means that we shouldn't be able to use them. Let me see anything about destruction of the Beit HaMikdash. So several Mephoshim on the Medrash Rabba say, I'm adopting our business, some Sefer Rosh Hashanah, I'm sure they disconnect for two others, they say that it's relating to two Beit HaMikdash, that you partake in the Kohen David. Could it mean something is missing? So the simple pshat in the simple level of interpretation is not, it's to Beit HaMikdash. You know what it means. And the additional level of interpretation that the Medrash is putting into the topic is Eilat Kudei HaMishkan Mishkan Ho'edi, so the Mishkan was missing twice. And then the Yadan, why was it saying, let's throw the Yadan to the Medrash. And then the Yadan comments, why is the Beit HaMikdash destroyed twice? Asher Tuka Vapi Moshe. So someone told it because it was missing, Asher Tuka, the Beit HaMikdash was removed because it was built by a human being. The first Beit HaMikdash, the second Beit HaMikdash, but the third Beit HaMikdash, there's a letter that Rashi quotes on Od Yashir. The third Beit HaMikdash will be built in Beit Shammayim, it will come down from heaven. That's how Rashi tells his wife in Kippurim and Rosh Hashanah. And he now talks about the possibility of the Ibn Yonah. When will the Beit HaMikdash possibly be built? But his mother says, maybe the Beit HaMikdash of the Baruch HaShlishi will be built on Tetzer of Nisi. I'm wanted. Of Nisim. So Rashi tells you both battle with the Pasha. How? You're not allowed to build a Beit HaMikdash on Yom Tov. The Gemara learns that from the Pasha that being a Beit HaMikdash not there for Shabbos. The Gemara learns that Shabbos is not there for the same thing. Not there for Shabbos, not there for Yom Tov. How can you not have a Flora That may not possibly suspect that it may possibly be built, even in the Hamesa, as the Beit HaMikdash shall also was maybe built on the 15th of Nisan, that's in Tatma. The Rashi intentions, but of course this matters, the Rashi says, HaChumash HaNaz Yashim Midrash HaKem Kolim Yadecha, that the Midrash of Lassi Lover will be built to Goy Shaman, will be built by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not done by the Lord of Shaman from Yom. He can build on Yom, he can build on Shaman. The Sam of Parshim come and they add on, Asher Pukar Apu Moshe, why is it that they were Pukar, why is it that the Beit HaMikdash was Kolim, that when he moved, because it was built by the Rebbe, it was built by the Rebbe. Shereken, the Baruch HaShlishi, where it was built by the Shemayim, so that will not suffer destruction. Some Sefer has a different comment along, a little bit along the same lines. He says, Midrashim, that in Hasidish tongue is very popular with these Midrashim. But then as you say, as with the Rebbe, as I said, that if Moshe Rabbeinu would have crossed over the Yad, he would have entered into Eretz Yisrael, he would have been the leading general, conquering the land, and would never have been taken away by you in the Solom. And if he would have built the Beit HaMikdash in Eretz Yisrael, it would never have been destroyed. Whatever Moshe Rabbeinu did, he did the Torah HaKoriah, he had the Torah HaKoriah with him, and the Torah would be with him, and the Kibush HaAretz would be with him, and the Beit HaMikdash would be with him. So some say he writes a little different, Asher Pukad, why is it that the Beit HaMikdash was removed? It was smashed in twice, because Apu Moshe B'yad Yisrael B'nahar HaKoriah. Because not other people helped him enough. If it would have been Apu Moshe only, then it would have been Leo Lombard. Then it wouldn't have been after Asher Pukad. Whatever it is, the Medrash has a touch over here that it's referring to a maskin, that the removal of the Beit HaMikdash is a prima of a maskin. That's what they quote in the name of the Vilna Gaon, that Tikkun Amos Yachr Chesed Le'Adno, that tells it in Shreyasa. What do you mean Tikkun Amos Yachr Chesed Le'Adno? So the Vilna Gaon says that if I, one Sunday I decide to give you a matana, that's a chesed. There is nothing that forced me. I don't owe you any obligation. I don't owe you any debt. And if I promise to give you a gift, that's a pure chesed. And then the next day I have to pay up. I said, I'm going to give you a gift. I said, no, I made a legal obligation. I made a binding obligation. And then I have to pay up. So then I'll decide next day I want to pay up. So then I'm pleased to pray. Once I obligated myself, the asking Kabbalah Shah is an act of chesed. But once I obligated myself, then it's an obligation. He cares. It is only going to purpose the passage in Shiraz to teach it, and it's the act of Chesed Le'Avon. But it's both a promise, I don't know if any of that's correct, but I'm going to give him a Jewish nation and descendants in Eretz Yisrael, and I've done so nice to him. Avon Avinu didn't do anything that was really, the Rebbe Hashem didn't owe him anything. He didn't have to give him all of this in exchange for anything that he did. But it's both a promise, that was an act of Chesed. But once he promised Avon Avinu, then he has to pay up to Yankee. He can end this miracle, then it's an act of end, if it was not an act of chesed. The chesed was the Adnan, the initial Kabbalah Shah is chesed. The Beit HaMikdash is chesed. The Beit HaMikdash is chesed. That the Beit HaMikdash is the mashkin for our avodah. So we'll have to be both and also love, and we'll not have to forgive the Jewish people's sins. Let's see, we're still doing a couple of avodahs now, but none of this. We're still, the clouds are still sinning. We haven't straightened out yet. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu will forgive our sins, that'll be an act of bracha. He won't have to, Mechilas Avon is not Mitzar Adin, it's always an act of itself in Mitzar Adin, but once he's going to forgive our sins, they don't have to give us back the Beit HaMikdash Mitzar Adin, because the Beit HaMikdash is the Tchina of a Mashkin. And if the Lord owes money to the Malva, and he doesn't pay, then the Malva has a right to hold on to the Mashkin, he has a right to sell the Mashkin and so on. But once the Lord pays up the money, then the Malva has to give back the Mashkin. What if the Lord doesn't have money to pay back, but the Malva says he's Mechel? The Malva has a bill not to be Merkel. He doesn't have to be Merkel. But if one Sunday out of the goodness of his heart is Merkel, then the Lord can turn around and say, thank you very much, now I want back the Mashkin. So the Malva can say, what do you mean you want back the Mashkin? I only agreed to be Merkel with this, I don't want to give back the Mashkin. No, once you're Merkel, as an act of chesed, as an act of justice, we have to give back the Mashkin. That's what the Zalagun types on the passage in the end of Yeshaya. Beyond the Mishpati Pader, the Shaveha Bizdaka. The Shavah of the Tzedakah and the people will do tshuva, that will be an act of Tzedakah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will forgive them. He doesn't have to give anybody. He doesn't have to forgive anyone who does tshuva. However, once he already forgives them, then Tzion the Nishpat he parted. Tzion referring to Beis HaMikdash and Yerushalayim. Then it's already an act of Nishpat. Then if Mitzvah Adin, he has to give back to Beis HaMikdash. So the Beis HaMikdash, because the Beis HaMikdash was a mashkin, so it's mashkin, the Shura, the Nishem, so once he's Merkel Bavayim, then the Mitzvah Adin has to give back the Beis HaMikdash. That's how the Zohar said that he thought the Ikir is not the Nusach of the Mechaber, the Tunis says Mechaber the Ramor, and Birchus HaMotim, that you say Boni Rachma B'Yushalayim Amin, or you say Boni Yushalayim Amin. So in your opinion, Mitzvah to Yeshivas, he didn't follow everything that the Gomer Goyim said indeed, but this is one of the things that they did follow, most of Mitzvah to Yeshivas. And in the benching they said Boni Yushalayim Amin, they didn't say Boni Rachma B'Yushalayim. What's the big difference? Whether you say Boni Rachma B'Yushalayim Amin, but the Gomer Goyim says no, Boni Yushalayim Amin, not people Rachma, it'll be Mitzvah Ikir Adin. The other Mishpat he said, Shaveh will be the Tzedakah, the Kabbalah, that should have been the Mechila, so all going in the Shlicha, that will be an act of Tzedakah V'Chesed. But once he does that act of Tzedakah V'Chesed, it is Mechila to give back Yerushalayim. That's what the Gaon used to say. Then Yerushalayim, not only because it's Mechila, it's not the Rapsuk. The problem is the Rapsuk in where it says, Din Yerushalayim. In the first man of Medrash, the Rapsuk in where it says, Din Yerushalayim will be the Rapsuk. More than one person in the Din Yerushalayim. It gives the text that gives the room. So this is one interpretation that the Medrash has on the Pasuk. Why it says Mishkan twice, so it's Maschim, Chamayim, Mishkel, Arad, and Tenshul, Yisrael, and the first one of the Medrash say that the Medrash seems to have understood the term to put in the Russian missing, another, by Yisrael, Mishkan, David. Then the Medrash has another interpretation on the Pasuk, a different opinion, a different Amor, a different Pshat, that it says in the 6th century that they collected so much money, it was the whole share, there was leftover money. So Moshe Rabbeinu asked the Rebbe, what do I do with the leftover money? Put it in a CD account and you leave off of the interest, no? Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know what to do, so the Rebbe said, oh, you got extra money, make another Mishkan. So they made two Mishkan. That's why it says, Mishkan, Mishkan. There were two Mishkan. What was this? The man was wrong. Rashi says this one. This is famous because Rashi quoted it. Rashi would have quoted the other one. The other one would have been famous. Whatever Rashi quotes became famous. Rashi made this one famous. Mishkan, Mishkan, Shkaitama, Rem, the Lingus, and it's not famous. And the other opinion in the Medrash is that there was money left over. Moshe Rabbeinu said, Berishon, what am I going to do with the left over? He said, I left over money. Make another Mishkan. So the reflection on this, where? What? When? Where is there another Mishkan? What's going on over here? So the translation, his viewing on Chumash, quotes the Pirus that's written out of Gilyon. I don't know what Gilyon, but he had a Medrash Rabbah that had someone wrote something on the side. I don't know what shot that is on the Medrash Rabbah. The Medrash Rabbah was built by Yeshiva with the leftover money. But the other Mishkan, there was one Mishkan for the Luchos and Avodah Pachadonis, and the other Mishkan was for the Abbeit Medrash Kalantar. Then he says that this fits into the Medrash, that the Medrash continues to speak about this Tzufat Talbanus and this Tzufat Torah, and then he said, I'll meet this in Gehenna. Where did they get this Tzufat Torah, this Tzufat Talbanus? Where did the Torah come in? He says, oh, that's because that next Medrash is alluding to the two Mishkanus, the extra Mishkan that he made. The Mishkan was a base Medrash. It's written along Torah. But in the first Mishkan, it doesn't mean that. It doesn't say that in the Medrash. It says a Mishkan for the Diblos. This Medrash appears in the Tamkumen, the Medrash Rabban, the Alkut Shimoni, around five different places. Every place, it's a slightly different notion. And then it says what it was. So there was a Mishkan for the Luchos and a Mishkan for the Dibros. What does that mean? A Mishkan for the Luchos and a Mishkan for the Dibros. The Tamil Persian say that from the leftover money you made another Ohel on top of the Ohel and inside the Kodesh HaKadosh. It was a big Mishkan, and a Ohel on Kodesh HaKadosh, and then he made another Mishkan, another Ohel on top of the Ohel. It was a plural. No one knows exactly what it was. Anyway, it's a Medrash clear, but it's there. It's a Medrash clear that no one knows what it means. It's a Medrash on his focus. The Medrash comments that Moshe Rabbeinu was the giver over here who collected all of the money. And the Gemara says in Baruch Hashem in the first period that you're supposed to have, when you collect money for the debt, you're supposed to have two Gizbar. And you go around when you collect money, so everybody sees you holding the money in your hand. So that's a nice approach to Yama, that you don't need. But if you hold the money in your pocket, if you have checks, the difference is, how's going to get back the checks? What are you going to do? So if people are giving cash, or they're giving them job, a price of an official, then they know in the first period that Baruch Hashem says, you need, you have to have two Gizbar. So if you're giving, they weren't giving any checks, so they're giving cash. They were giving Zav a chas of an avosha, so they should have been two Gizbar. So it says, even though the Gizbar is supposed to have two, Moshe Rabbeinu was all by himself. And it doesn't explain why. The Tatar, why was Moshe Rabbeinu all by himself? So the very next line in the Medrash, is often very hard to figure out. Medrash Rabba. So the very next section in the Medrash says, the next piece of it quotes the memoir of Rabbi Yochanan from that week's section. It says, the Hain Hevira Rab, Baboche, Baboche. But in 2 days they collected everything that was already out there. So some of us might not say that that's why Moshe Rabbeinu did it all by himself. Originally he announced that they're going to collect all the help in the place to pay for Roman donations to the Beit HaMikdash, and he quickly he'll look around to see who is helping to choose as another Greek. And then before he had a chance to look around, so they start giving him money, and everybody brought money. In 2 days there was more than enough money. Pasha, he had to put the money away from him. He probably didn't have a chance for something. Other Greek. So some of us say that, I think that's some basis. Some of us say that that's what the Medrash means. But really, he should have had 2 Greek money. Moshe Rabbeinu had to pay to appoint another Greek, but the Greek brought the money so fair. First they did it. They brought all the money. Some of us didn't have a chance. They had to put away the money. They didn't have a chance to appoint another Greek.
Isn't the Maharaj
talk
about going around
and
collecting as opposed to coming and giving?
I don't
see what they came over and gave to him the money as opposed to Mamba
Vasa's
person has been going around collecting the tax.
Why should it make a difference? I think it makes a difference if you pay by check or if you hold the money out, so everybody sees that you're not pocketing anything. So then, so you don't need to. So whenever the person has to keep a thousand on his own, then there's going to be a slight kashad and he might say, what's that to? And that's to be wrong. The fact is, the Medrash has a famous Medrash. So the Medrash says that they Moshe Rabbeinu is giving an account. To make sure that there's no chashad. And the Medrash says that that's halacha that when you go into Mishnah and Shkolim says. So when a guy goes into the Torah and Tumas Alishka, 2 weeks before Pesach, and 2 weeks before Shavuot, and 2 weeks before Sukkot, he has to make sure that he doesn't have any pockets in his clothing, and he has no cuffs in the bottom of the pants, and he shouldn't have any place where he can possibly hide any. Not that there shouldn't be any chashad, and he says, look, Moshe Rabbeinu is such a holy sight, and I should him. And they were discussing how come Moshe Rabbeinu was so rich, and he knows how come it was so rich, because in our Shulim Shulim, our Chachim Kibbutz of Rosh Yesh, from on the boat. That the shkili wouldn't be sure if he wouldn't be rich. A guy has to be in a very good mood. The shkili is on the show when a person is in a good mood, when a person is depressed. But he said that the shkili is not sure. So that puts the person into a good mood. Talking to people who if he's rich, and he's intelligent, and he's strong, and good looking, and happily married, and he has children, and he has no bagnus hapanas, everything is going well. So he's in a good mood. But then he can have asher hashkili. If a person is in a sad state, he's not going to have. So the Goshen had to make Moshe Rabbeinu rich. How did he make him rich? So he never says in the garden, Echon Mishashon Moshe, that says, Sol Lechok, Sol Kishol Chotahay, and it's Sol Lechok, the second look, if he had a carved out himself, so he'll get himself snapirin or something. The one in them has all of that. It was very valuable stone, so when he was chiseling out the leftover chips, he kept, it does some stone to keep, it's Sol Lechok, Sol Kishol Chotahay, and that's Mishashon Mishashon Moshe Rabbeinu. Other versions in the Gemara in the Gemara, how he got this? But the kids, he got rich. So there was the Medrash said that there were those like Sonnen who were saying, how do you get rich? How do you get rich? He was taking all the money over here, so he took 95% for the Meshuvah and 5% for the Beit HaMikdash. That's how he got rich. So there was a Rechosh to him. So he was infuriated. So he started to count every single penny. He said, I put the money here, put the money there. And then he forgot. I was making a judgment to God. What happened to all the last money? So then the Baruch Shem helped him remember and say, oh yeah. That's all I left. And he reminded himself about from how much was that? A ton of money. 1775. Year before the Constitution. $1,775. $1,000, whatever it is. He forgot what it was, then in Hashemayim they reminded him. Strange man. There's a Gemara in the beginning of the second Perek in Shmura. The Gemara says that when Moshe Rabbeinu passed away, the people were so shocked that they forgot a whole bunch of dinim. The Gemara has a lesson, they forgot 1,700 kavachonim.
1700 halachas mishpat to be nayav l'shal Moshe. And then they asked Yeshua ben Nun that he should ask the Rebbe Shalom, so he said, Lod HaShemayim. And they said they should ask Kinchot, so he had to do the Kumim, so he said, right there, that's Lod HaShemayim. You're not allowed to ask halachas, you just say it's politics, you're in the Kumim, it's the halachas. And another is the politics, not the halachas, Lod HaShemayim. So they had to go figure it out, and the ones, 1700 halachas, it must be brought, you know, that's not that clear on the Kumim. And the Gemara says, that's how he's called, what is he called? Yavit. As you saw, Kuhn Yavit, Baha'u'llah. But now the whole Russia, that by David Cohen has been said, a long idea, that's how sure it's called Kuhn Yavit, I think. How the long Russia that have done of one of the children, about that Agarika. But even without the long Russia, the Agarika is a very striking Agarika. That's the way he brought all of these halachas back. So that Samsefa has a comment. How did the Gemara know that it was 1700? Because he thinks it was really 775. He thinks that it was the same number that Moshe Rabbeinu forgot over here. So he says, because of the Chesed Eidron and the Shvirus Hanukai, a Torah HaShikha descended upon the world and things that should have not been forgotten. And what is the Torah HaShikha? The Rosh Hashanah created a Torah HaZikaron and a Torah HaShikha that you should remember the good things and forget the bad things in life. That's what the Digna Magid has in his faith now from the Shikha. That's Tzuri Lot Chatoshi Vashishkach Kiel Mechol Alekha. So it is me. The new prices on Tzuri Lot Chatoshi after his girlfriend and turned to the thing you Torah HaShikha. Chatoshi, he says, the Russian Shikha. And very someday for Hashikha to forget all of the aggravation of life. If people would remember every abla that other people, every insult that they had, and every abla that someone did to them, they would walk around with aggravation, they would die from aggravation. So the Russian implanted the thing at the Kher Hazikar to remember the happy things, remember who owes us money, and the Kher Hashikha to forget the good things, to forget that you owe other people money, to forget the aggravating things in life. And then we use the Torah HaShikha, V'atishkach Lot, Kiyon Nechon Alecha. We go and we misuse the Torah HaShikha, we go and we forget the Rebbe Shalom. So he gives a mashal, he gives a magen, all the time, so he gave a mashal. But you don't even need the mashal, it's a nice shot without the mashal. He gave a mashal, no Kifat Kach, so he gives a mashal, now there are then a fellow borrowed money from everybody in the community, and now it's time to pay him, he doesn't have a penny, he doesn't have any money to pay back, he doesn't know what to do, so he has to be next to him, what am I going to do? They're all going to kill me, they're going to put me in prison, I don't have any money. So he said, I'll tell you what, when they come, they ask you for the money, make believe you don't know who they are. Make believe you're mamish, how do you say it? Sina. Make believe you're Sina. Make believe you don't know who they are, you don't know what the day of the week is, you forgot everything, you're in a trance, you know. So the first guy comes and says, you only money, what's the money? Who, how, and who you are, you know, the day of the week. So you see, the guy's nuts, and he goes away. Next guy comes, third guy comes. Then the next day neighbor also lends the money. So the next day neighbor gave him the states, he comes and he says, well, look here, I lent you, what about the money that I lent you? So he starts saying, who are you? What? Where? How? So he says, don't give me that baloney. I'm the one who taught you that trick. You can't use that trick against me. I know that you're just taking. So he says, that's the Taishan Atoshi. Even without the Moshe. You don't need to. That's right. Before you look for Teshi, there's better some taught you this trick, how to forget the aggravating things in life. There you go, you use it against him. But even without that, it's a nice shot. This is not the so the translation says like this, that the Rebbe Shalom always, there was always a Torah HaShikha in the world, there was always a Torah HaShikha in the world, there was always a Torah HaShikha. He's supposed to remember some things that are supposed to be remembered, and other things are supposed to be forgotten. He's supposed to remember the Yom Teriyah, he's supposed to remember your obligations, your mitzvahs, your obligations in life, what you have to do. He's supposed to remember who you owe money to, he's supposed to remember what you did with the money. Moshe Rabbeinu has to keep a record. And then he went ahead and forgot what he did with... what he did with the money, $1775, he forgot what he did with the money. So the son says to him, he must have been equipped, and I have no idea, it must have been equipped with the Shvira Faluha, because the Fatah Eidam, the Shvira Faluha said, the Torah HaShikha was Yodol Eilam, and things that you're not supposed to forget. So he says, just like Moshe Rabbeinu forgot, 1775 points over here, so after Moshe Rabbeinu died, it says that Bnei Yisrael forgot 1700, he says it doesn't mean 1700. It seems that the Gemara didn't write the truck that they're referring to this medrash. That the Agadah in the beginning of the second paragraph Tmur is a Hamshach of this medrash. But because he forgot 1775, that's why they forgot 1775 halach. So the Torah HaShikha was Yadol Olam on the things that are relevant that you're not supposed to forget. Anyway, it's one of the Dimon Adar, you're not supposed to forget Limon HaPer. It's not in Tashra. Fast, all the Rechad in Mishnah Asher, it's inspired in Asher. Shem Yuch HaShem Asher, Hora, Kod Pishpach, 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 supposed to be very, very good. The section on Tampa is supposed to be very good. So he writes there that you're not supposed to learn like we learned Sanhedrin, Tzodaf, Chalchai. You're supposed to stay on that day. Did anybody forget anything yet? And that day is not good, and he says, if you're afraid that you're going to forget, then you're not allowed to go by them. You have to keep on learning the first Daf until you know that you're not going to forget it. Then you're allowed to learn the next Daf. But if you think that you're going to forget something, then you're not allowed to learn the next Daf. Well, the Tzaddik in 50 Avos is not so, no? It's 50 Avos. Yachol, you're not allowed to forget anything from learning. Then it says, Yachol, after the first all of Mishnah says, Yachol, that your Tzaddik applies even if he forgot something because he learned so much. He learned 25 blocks in Mara, so we forgot what we learned 20 blocks ago. And maybe that's also included in this research, so it's time alone enough. And you feel the Yachol, only the Mishnah and the Riba across the Gabra. Only if he's interested in forgetting it. Like you start reading, books, another thing. The guy starts to read novels. What do you have to do? The guy has to study how to become an accountant. He's going to become a doctor, a dentist, an Indian chief. Whatever he has to study, that's what he has to study. I don't understand where it is. But the guy starts reading things. He goes to the movies and he wastes time. So that's Mesira Miliba. He does things that will cause him to forget the repair. So that's the issue. The Mesira Miliba. That if he starts to under the Mishnah, he forgot the repair because he learned so much and he just can't hold so much in his memory, so then the Mishnah seems to say that it's no issue. But the Baal HaTanya says, no, it doesn't mean that. It means that means the guy knew that place by heart, then he proceeded to that Gimel. And he never forgot anything. Then after learning Chalot HaRekuvah, then he gets old. And then he starts forgetting, because he just can't maintain so much. But then he says, then what can he do? Well, the person gets old, he forgets. But tells him that he's young, he has a kiddush. He says, you're not supposed to go right there, you're not supposed to learn anything new. If you think that you're going to forget something wrong, it's an equal as a sheep. Anyway, it's very important. You're not supposed to forget the right thing. The Rizal Yerushalmi, the comments on the Pesach, the Tzal Benir Bachur, also is Kala Shasir Hashem as Moshe. Rashi quotes this matter, but Rashi doesn't quote the whole matter. It says the Tzal made the Mishkan the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the Moshe. It doesn't say that he made the Mishkan the way Moshe Rabbeinu made him, because it wasn't really the same. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu to make a Mishkan and to make the Kelim. And then for some reason or another, that's what all the Mephoshim discussed. For some reason or another, when Moshe Rabbeinu told it over to the Tzal, he said it backwards. He said you should make the Kelim and then you should make the Mishkan. And then when the Tzal did it, he did it in the order that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu. He didn't do it in the order that Moshe Rabbeinu told him. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu Mishana? That's a concept with all the Mephoshim talk about. Sorry, it's a concept. Some Mephoshim want to say, based on the matter, that there were two Mishkan, so one that's prepared, Moshe Rabbeinu. The Rebbeinu Tzom told Moshe Rabbeinu, one Mishkan should be like this, and the other Mishkan should be like that. And Moshe Rabbeinu didn't tell the style about both, and he was Mechavan on his own. One should be backwards, one should be forward. We don't know what that medicine is, the two Mishkanis, the Shiran said, Tzvei Halachos, the Brisk is about Tzvei Halachos, the Rampos, every Kash, no? Not to be understood. So it's all over the story that the Talmud has learned in the Yeshiva, and then he learned the physics. And he came back to visit the Yeshiva, so the Rebbe says, he doesn't understand, oh, you learn the physics, so he doesn't understand, how can we talk on a telephone? He talks over here, the guy can listen over there, he can talk over here, and you can be over here, how can it be that there's one wire, and you can talk here, and talk here? He doesn't understand the whole thing. So the Talmud says, well, first you have to understand that there were two wives. And before you had a chance to explain that, the Rebbe said, they dropped in there, two wires. Now you understand. Now you understand. Well, I love it. Just say the word. Well, I love it. Not exactly so. You can't always find everything I can to say. Well, I love it. Doesn't always. Remember when we went to the Rav Shia, so there was one particular when we were learning Yavamas, so there was one fellow who was just harassing the Rav. It was unbelievable. He kept on pestering the Rav. Every day the Rav wanted to say a Shia, so this guy would say, but you have to learn that halach, you have to learn this Gemara, you have to learn this Gemara. And every day, whenever the Rav would present a Kashia, and he was trying to work on the Kashia, he kept going, how come I'm trying to play halach, and it's this, and you know, just take the Kashia that the Rav said and say it over as a parrot. Just take, sometimes the Greeks would do that. It has to make sense. You take the Kashi and you say, the Teres is that this is a this and this is a that. You just reword the Kashi and make it into a Teres. So there's one guy always did like that. So the Rav just couldn't take it. So one day after a couple of weeks, the Rav started to scream that that's not the way you learn. You don't just take every Kashi and make it into a Teres and just reword everything. That's a problem. Anyway, so the Rav discussed it. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu switch the order? Whatever it is, the Tzal somehow was mechabein to do it in the Shemesh Seder. So the Yalkut Shemoni comments on this passage. Yalkut Shemoni has a longer alukas on this, but it's not only אלא שעציב השם השעציב אלא שאין סעיף כאן אלא שעציב השם אפילו דבר שלא ישם אמירה בהסכימה דייטו כמו שנאמר למוישה בסיני רבי יחנן says הנהנה עוזרת בן היהו כאשר ציב השם את מוישה אף בכן ציב המוישה את יהושע וכן עשו יהושע והי סידור מכל אשר ציב השם את מוישה it says Yeshua the name did everything אשר ציב השם את מוישה כל אשר ציב המוישה את יהושע אין סעיף כאן אלא כל אשר ציב השם את מוישה Yeshua Benin did everything that Hashem commanded Moshe Rabbeinu. It doesn't say everything that Moshe Rabbeinu told him. After the Dvam Shalosh Omer Mirabba, his team had died for the Dar Samachma. Atuna Omer Avuna has another passage. Regarding the Aaron HaKohen, Tera Shemesai to the field, Yavla, La Nimsa Bistros. Tera Shemesai to the field, the Dvam Shalosh Omer Mirabba, Yavla, La Nimsa Bistros, then the Dvam Shalosh Omer Mirabba. And he also said, more speaking like that, more speaking. This is a very important thing. This is what we call in Yeshiva, Adarach and Lani. That a person should learn by Rebbe until he gets the Dach. What do you mean, Adarach? Adarach means that even when you're learning a different Gemara, that you never learn by the Rebbe, you should be able to be Mechavein. How would the Rebbe have learned that Gemara? Based on what you heard from the Rebbe, how would the Rebbe have learned that Gemara? It takes a long time to develop the Dach. Mm-hmm. Agvaz used to tell us, and we learned by the Diskerah, and this, and you know, and he said the first couple of months and he left Tashish this place just wouldn't answer anything. Just so right, he ignored him totally. And after a couple of months, then he would answer him. And then he didn't understand why. He thought he was being very impolite. And then after learning by him a while, he understood why. Because the questions that were bothering him in the first couple of months didn't fit in at all. It was a different style of learning. He didn't realize that it was Shalom the Dor Dima. The questions had no shaykhah. And then after learning by him for a few months, then he already picked up a little bit of what's going on. Then he was asking different kind of questions. So there were questions with this Gerav that he wanted to answer. He wanted to explain. It takes a while to pick up a Dor. Some people never pick up. It depends. If a person already has a Dor in mind, he already has a certain style of learning. So then he comes to another Rebbe, he's exposed to a different style. It's very hard to pick up the new style. The Gemara says that Abzeir, when he left government, he went to Eretz Yisrael, and the whole different Derech and Oni between Yisrael and Babel and Talmud and Yisrael. So he tested the Gemara, he tested Tanation. What is Tanation? Whether we should forget Talmud and Shad Bavel in order to be able to pick up the new style of learning. It's happened in recent years. You have people actually who learned by different development in Europe. They learned by different people. And they really didn't, let's say, some people went to learn by a Bavel or Salivation, went to learn by the Biskura, went to the learning, you have to learn very well. And then they never really picked up from the Biskura as his style of learning, because they spoke a whole different language, and their mind worked in a very different fashion, completely different. And they picked up, you know, they picked up a word from the Biskura, but they couldn't pick up the Derech, so they didn't come to learn different. Those who learned by the Biskura also didn't know how to learn. Not that they didn't have a lot of the mystics. Those who were intelligent, but their minds had not yet been formed in a certain way of thinking. So their mind was open for being molded. So they learned by the Bishwah, so they picked up the Dach. So people learned by Rav Tzal Reishit also. So some of people learned by Rav Tzal Reishit had already learned by other big Tamina Chachamim beforehand. And when they came to the world, they really couldn't pick up. Picked up a verse here, a verse there, but they would say everything over in their own language, in their own style. Everybody says in their own style. Most of the people say the same, but still. The question is whether you have much to the person to come. So those who already had a different derech before, very hard. So that's what the Tosfos is saying, that's what the Medrash is saying, that a person has to learn by Rebbe, clearly he can not only understand what the Rebbe tells him, he can even understand what the Rebbe would have told him. He would have been an idea, but somehow, sometimes that's a dangerous thing also. Like this mother who was here last week, he was speaking about Hilchos Nidre, gave a lecture, that he was kibbutzim, that was a very big kibbutzim. That he was, saying that a certain shaman came up, and someone said, Ramesha said. And I said to him, what do you mean, Ramesha said? He said, yeah, Ramesha said. He said, what do you mean, Ramesha said? The shaman just came up to him, if Ramesha would have been alive, he would have said. Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's a lot of people think like that they have a race, Ramesha so well. If Ramesha would have been alive, they know what he would have said. You have to really have picked up a lot from that person to know that they have to be like the Messiah, to be like Yeshua, and to be like Aaron HaKohen, to be able not only to Kashetimo or Moshe, if Yeshua, but Kashetimo Hashem, that's Moshe, to know the whole thing. That's what the Medrash is driving him. This Gelof points out that in the Pesukim, it says that they made the Mishkan and passes by Yaakov, it says that they made the Mishkan between Rios with everything. Passes to Hashem as Moshe. And then in this week it says to stay there, at every little snake, it says they made this beggar passes to Hashem as Moshe, they made that beggar passes to Hashem as Moshe, they made this. And every time it says 18 times, you saw me talk about it, says 18 times, that's why we got in Shemana as it dropped. Whatever that means. Because me, it tries to give some interpretation. Right? But that's the Yishami Kanter, because 18 times Kashi Tzivah Shem Esh Moshe, aside from the first time, it goes on Lefty Tzedra. How come the whole Lefty Tzedra is covered with one Kashi Tzivah Shem Esh Moshe? The one Tzedra Lefty. How come now every little sneak has another time Kashi Tzivah Shem Esh Moshe? So the Big Kulav has in the state of Chumash on this. He says Kashi Tzivah Shem Esh Moshe is a technical term that only applies to a din which is made with David. If it's only a Hayah Shah, then you can't call it a mitzvah. Only advantage of work. So all of the things in Parshas Pekudei are dealing with Darius. They say you have to do this and you have to do that. They're not dealing with Darius. Now, same thing, the dealing by Yachel, there is one dealing with Darius, but all the details are her Yah Shah. The dealing with Darius is you have to make them based on Migdash. But the details are her Yah Shah. There should be crushing in the Rios and Adonim and Zichon and the Spishin Zerb and everything. So you can't say on every other Parshas and every sneeze Parshas Pekudei and it's like that. It's not true. It's not a mitzvah, it's only how you are shot. So that's why it says, beginning of Pekuda, everything the rest is said was a mitzvah. The Chalavutah was a mitzvah, Rashi HaKamishkan, Migdash. The details were not a mitzvah. It wasn't dinner there, it was only how you are shot. But in this week's study, every time it says Kashati Hashem is Moshe, because every little sneeze is Kake Dinu there. And that's what the Bishkirov, they have in the Chedisha Razovan and the Tiyashinu HaFinish, as a little more of that part he has in the statement, then in the statement of the Hero, then in the Tiyashinu HaFinish, he adds on that there's a, I think it's a machilta. It says that they made the shulchan, and they put on the lechem atonim, kasha tshuba Hashem, et Moshe. So the machilta is the hilchan tshuba, really they commanded. So they throw the pasuk later from Simmons that says that you have to put lechem atonim on the shulchan. So this is this. Why did they throw the pasuk later? It says how many times in Shulman and Tzavah and Bayakal, it says how many times about the Mishkan, he's put on last my times. Will they go quarter past the door all the way to Moria? So he says no. It says that he put on the last my times after Shiva Shem is Moshe, means that it was the last my time was a deal with David. So we didn't say last my time with David, he would only say that they were a real sword. When they make the Hanukkah Hamishkan, they have to have last my time. That's what the Mechuta has to quote the passage from later in Shulman, where it's at the end of the night. In Pekudei, yeah, that's the passage. Well, so that on that passage that the Mechilta asked, the Heichan Tziva, where is the Tziva? So instead of answering, because it just said in this week's Tzedra, it says in Shema Tzedra, they quote the passage from Memo. Why do I have to quote from Memo? We just had so many times. They said, because all that Tzukim, you could read that it's only how you are sure. But how can you say, Vayarachar Barak Lachim Kashati Hashem with Moshe, where is there a dinner there? So that's why the Mechilta quotes the Pasuk there, from way later, that it says that Lachim Apanim is a dinner there. Where did they get the Lachim Apanim from? That's what the Chidor talks about, the Seif HaNachah to dinner. So he says, some of the Pasuk Shah, the Gemara says, I'm going to Menachah, I think. The first shot is that he brought it from travelers who are bringing chitin. So that's my problem, has been made from wheat. And he says to his Rabbeinu Ephraim, if you do all these quotes from a Tzaviyat and Rabbeinu Ephraim, Rabbeinu Ephraim writes in his Tzaviyat that the nun, that sometimes the nun they ate every day, no? So that, and whatever nun was left over, that's four. Rabbeinu Ephraim says that there was some nun that they didn't eat, that they used to congeal and become solid, and then they make the lachma panis in that. And it didn't spoil. So it sounds like they're all the monster. So the Chidor says, he's Kabbalah in the Kabbalah, if he has it from somewhere, he's all gone away. He says, he never heard of it. I think he doesn't say it. I thought it was a moment up, but he's got it from his child. the past few things that happened, and you can learn. The man wasn't thinking. Wasn't even thinking about the world, was he? I mean, if he wanted it to taste like chicken, whatever he wanted it to taste like, it would taste like. It would taste like that, but it wasn't that thing. He wanted it to taste like cookies, so he said, don't leave me there, like that. Yeah, it didn't become cookies. It's a hackle or whatever. I'm trying to discuss what brother they based on the name. I'm trying to understand. I'm not the Lachem and Hashemayim. Because it was Lachem and Hashemayim, food from heaven. Lachem means food, not from heaven. Because he said a bracha, Lachem and
Hashemayim.
Yeah, nothing else. I'm not a Maida Ha'alav. The Rosh Hashanah thing writes in the Seif on bracha from Zichah Sahara. He quotes all the different opinions about bracha. They say that he held it into any bracha. Because he knows it says on Lamed Hay and bracha. After that, Mr. Haram had all of my wear below breath. But if you know him, all of my breath, you don't need any breath. So the most thing that's not all of my breath, I don't know what that means. What do you mean it's all of my breath? But he says it wasn't all of my breath. So if the man wasn't all of my breath, so didn't he try any breath of my name? Whatever it is. But did it mean just because he wanted it to taste like that? So it became that. It became chicken. How did it become chicken? It tasted like chicken. Would not taste like chicken. So why would it be a problem? Sounds like it's got all the properties of that other food. Okay, what's the Chibor raises the question. Where did they get the chitin from? So he says, Pashat Pshat is that they brought it from travelers, and I think that's what the Gemara says in Menachos. And the Rabbein HaFaim says that they used the mon. Somehow the mon converted into this stuff. No, how when I float with Fatamari, the end of Menachos, which way the Kalim placed in the Beit Hamikdash?
Is the highway all from the
water of Hamikdash?
The Kalim
were all from the west of Hamikdash, south and down. The Nakhmina for us, and Mr. Hanakh has said in his time, the Nakhmina for us, that we put the Menaria Asher states, these are in America, Asher states Israel. Israel, not all the shul states Israel. It depends where you live in relationship to Israel. You have to face Eretz Yisrael. So Asher states Israel. So the guy. To the right hand side of the Azor. So by us, on Chanukah, the meaning is that we put the menorah on the right hand side of the shul, because that's Dharam, and in the Beis Hamikdash is on the left hand side of the Heichal, so the left hand was the Dor. So the question is, when you have the menorah in the shul, on Chanukah, should it face this way, should it face that way? So the Magen Avraham says, for 2 days, the machlech is the Ramam and the Raja, which time it's a pastimah. So you know, it's machlech Zebi of Lezbeb Shilin, in the end of Menachos. Whether the Kalim were this way or were that way. You should follow the clearly of Sa. Okay, I don't know. Yes. Yeah, Balmun can do it. You can get an aliyah, that's not a problem. Balmun can do chanukah only if he has a mum biyadav, the son of a biyadav, so then we'll say the Mishnah has him together, we'll say people are going to stare at his hand. I mean, I'm not supposed to look at the hand of the Kohanim when they do it. And then we get Mishnah says that Bizman Azeh, that they cover the hands over with a cover, so there's nothing to see, so then a Balmun and his hand stand maybe. But they won't be able to see anything anyway. But a Balmun will say, maybe, that's not a problem. Get an aliyah too. Which kelim is it? Which kelim? So the Gemara says the Oron certainly had it be also the Rochav HaMishkan. The Oron is not Machlokes Mishkan. The Gemara says why? Because it says the Badim had to be. So let's say this is the Oron. The Gemara says the Badim had to be this way. You couldn't have the Badim this because it would be impossible. You would have to have such skinny people to walk. That of the pasuk says when the Chaldean had four people carrying, and they had to have the two people standing over here in between the in front of the yard, two people here, two people here. So the Gemara says there's not enough room for two people to stand. If the bottom is going to be this way, the bottom had to be this way, then there would be room for people to stand. And it says in the pasuk that the bottom had to be bole, that's in the hafer of this thing. The bottom had to be bole into the parochet. By a week of habadim, the badim extended by the row, Rashi habadim and hakodesh of nehadvir, and they appeared below the row after it, so they appeared and they didn't appear. How did you do that? They appeared and they didn't appear. So the Gemara says they were covered over, not that there were two holes in the parochet, that the badim stuck through the hole. The badim protruded into the heichal, from the kodesh hakodesh into the heichal, but they were covered with the parochet. So they were kicking through by a row, by a rechban, by a row, Rashi habadim, they appeared, the row, a row, but they didn't stick to it. The Gemara says, Kimin shnei gada isha. The Gemara says, the Pasuk from Shea Hashim, Tzor lamar dodi lei ben shabai yalut. Kimin shnei gada isha. So the Olam certainly had to be in that direction. Also, the work of Hamishka. And the other kelim is the machlokes. What do you mean the other kelim? What are the other kelim? The menorah, and the shulchan, and the mizbah hatzoreh. Mizbah hatzoreh was a square. So there's nothing to discuss. A square is a square. So what's sharp to say? A square is nothing. So the whole machlokes only is, and there's no machlokes on the yard, and the Gemara says the whole machlokes are paran, and the Rabbi of Lord Shimon is on the shulchan, and on the menorah. Whether it was this way or that way. The Rambam, that was passing the Lashon Man. The Rambam, that's what the Rabbi did. Why didn't the Rambam tell me that? First, what's interesting, the Rambam quotes in Hilchas Beis Abkhira. He doesn't quote the whole Lashon Hilchas Klei HaMikdash. Shouldn't it belong in Hilchas Klei HaMikdash? He talks about the different things. Why do we have it in Beis Abkhira? So the fellow who was here yesterday, Moshe Einstein, was telling me that he heard from his brother many years ago, a caller from Brooklyn, that from the fact that the Rambam puts it in Hilchas Beis Abkhira, and doesn't put it in Hilchas Klei HaMikdash, it would appear that the Machlokes Yadid of Lashon Rav Shimon is not an issue as to how you're supposed to fulfill the mitzvah of the Kelim, it's supposed to be this way or that way, it's dealing with Tzuras HaMikdash, Tzuras Beis HaMikdash. How is the whole Beis HaMikdash supposed to look? Because these Kelim are furniture in the Beis HaMikdash, these are Klei HaMikdash. Furniture, let's say you don't have a sofa in the kitchen, you don't have the table when you eat in the bedroom, you don't put the beds in the bathroom. There are places where there are certain kelim that you put in certain rooms of the house, and the Beis HaMikdash also, they were dealing how to function, how you're supposed to light in the area, that's a dealing in the Hilchas HaMenorah. Then you begin, what's the serious Beis HaMikdash is supposed to look like? So those dealing, the Rambam will write in the Hilchas Beis Abkhira. He won't write those in the Hilchas Klei HaMikdash. And the fact that he brings down this issue, as to whether we say them this way or that way, or from the Orach HaMishkan, or from the Rochav HaMishkan, he quotes in Hilchas Beis Abkhira, it would appear that these are dealing in what the Tzuras HaMikdash is supposed to look like. Fine, that's really here or there. But the Rambam is still explaining, that's what the Rambam is. What in the world is he talking about? The Rambam says the Menorah, he says the Orach was that way. The Gemara says, there never was Machlokes on the Orach. The Menorah, the Rambam says, was that way. It wasn't Orko L'Yorach HaMishkan, it was L'Yorach HaMishkan, it was Tzalf and Dorn, it wasn't Mitzvah Meira, and all the other Kalim were this way. All the other Kalim, what are all the other Kalim? There's no more. There's a Shulchan, one Shulchan. No more. The Mizbeach is a Hasker, so there's nothing to discuss. So what does it mean? Call our Kalim in the Beis HaMikdash, sure, like this. Except for the Menorah, and except for the Aaron, so the Mizbah HaTzoreh is no debate. There's not that to have a debate, it's clear. So he's only talking about the Shulchan. So what how do you make a mistake? Call our Caleb. All of them had to be like that. No, it's just where the Caleb was.
Lechem Ha'Chonim, no. However, the Shulchan was, the Lechem Ha'Chonim was sits this way, one on top of the other, and sits this way, one on top of the other. That's, you know, if the Shulchan was like this, it was like this, it was like that. It's not an issue. Lechem Ha'Chonim, you know how it was. It was piled up. But the Shulchan, the whole Kli, was it like this, was it like this? The Rambam is talking about one Kli, the Shulchan. That is like Korakel. Unless he's talking about all the additional, the Pasuk says in the Lochem that Shlomo HaMelech made an additional 10 Shulchanos. He had 10 Shulchanos in addition to the original Shulchan. Unless he means that, Kol HaKohanim is all the 10 Shulchanos that Shlomo HaMelech had enough. Okay, but they all had to be this one instead of that. Apparently the Gerama is the Lo Kiman. The Gemara doesn't have any kind of who distinguishes between the Shulchan and the Meirah. The Tanya who said one Tanya, I forgot who held this, but we had the Rabbi Lozashim, one Tanya says that we learn out from the Oron, that since the Oron had to be softened Oron, so from that you learn out all the Kerem how to be softened Oron. The other Tanya says no. That the other person that the Menorah had to be Mizrach Meirah. But since the Menorah had to be Mizrach Meirah, otherwise how are you going to have an Ermai Rovi? If the Menorah is like this, which one is going to be an Ermai Rovi? So it has to be the Menorah was like this. Mizrach Meirah, so then you can pick which one is the MRO. It's also a question. If the Menorah is like this, so which one is the MRO? Is it the one all the way there, or is it the second one from here? It's Asira and Rashi. Rashi and Ben Omar Bishman, I think the Bach on the side of the Rashi points out it's Asira and Rashi. But the Menorah says, Dehem and Ocher, that the Menorah had to be Mizrach Meirah in order to have an MRO. One had to be more east, and some had to be more west, in order to pick out something which was the MRO. But since the Menorah had to be Mizrach Meirah, so from that I derived that all of the other Kerem, what do you mean all the other Kerem, the Shulchan with the Shulchanos, they all had to be Mizrach Meirah. I, the Oren, the Oren was an exception to the because the bottom had to stick out. So you roll Rashi Rabban. So the Rambam passes that the Menorah was Mizrach. The Rambam passes the Menorah was Sefen Doron. So where did he get him? And the Oren for sure was Sefen Doron. That there never was a Machlokes on. So where in the world does the Rambam get a market to say that the Shulchan, Kol HaKelim, you think of the Shulchan and all the Shulchanos, that the Shulchanos were Mizrach Meirah. There's no market. The whole market of the one man, Dominic Morrow, who says that the Shulchanos were Mizrach Meirah is because you learn out Shulchan, a Mama thing, you learn out Shulchan from Menorah. But if the Rambam holds, and you say that Oren is a Yerush Menach Lava, if the Rambam holds that the Menorah went this way, the Menorah was tough and barren, so where did he learn that the Shulchan was Mizrach Meirah? The Rizer doesn't even ask him. The Rizer says that he's wrong, but that the Menorah and the Shulchan were both this way, only the Oren was that way. So the first Mishnah asks him, really? There's no time like that. So he says, Kastam Mishnah. No, Kastam Mishnah. Kum and Floyd, the Rambam is Gora Tala. In Gansin, the Lord command, there's no Shita like that. Why should the Oren Tafel have been a Yetzim and a Klal? The way one Tana says that Kol HaKelim, the Tana of the Mishnah says that all the Kelim had to be this way, had to be Mizrach Meirah. Kol HaKelim meaning all the Shulchanos and all the Menorahs. They make one Menorahs also, no? Shlomo HaMelech, I think, made 10 Menorahs and he made 10 Shulchanos in addition to the original Shulchan. Meruah and Hecha. Yeah. He cried. It wasn't so big to begin with. Like when we go to Chanukah, you have a lot of menorahs. So that's what they had in the Beis Hamikdash. They had a lot of menorahs. They had a lot of shulchanos all over the place. I think so. So the Mishnah makes the statement that all the kelim in the Beis Hamikdash had to be Mizrach Meirah, and it doesn't say Chutz Min Ha'Oren. And the Gemara says the Oren they all agree with Tzav and Doron. So how come the Mishnah doesn't say Chutz Min Ha'Oren? Very strange. So that's the big question. Mishnah, and that Rambam says, kind of a Shia, the Mishnah left it out. Very, very terrible. So the Yankee Kamenetsky in the Sefer Mishnah said it wants to say terrible. I mean, how come the Mishnah doesn't say Chutz Min Ha'Oren? It says, if you look at the end of the Sedra, it says that they made the Oren, and they put in the Lukas, and they put on the Badin, then they put on the Kaparim. Why such a paid adapted to do like that, to make first the Oren? Well, you can't put in the Luchas before you make the Oren. And you can't put in the Luchas if you put on the Kaparis. That's obvious. But why does it say that they put in the Badim in the middle over here? Why do they have, what's the paid over there? Why couldn't they put in the bottom at the very end? Why was there a paid adapter to put in the Luchas? After making the Oren, you put in the Luchas, then you put in the Badim, and then you put on the Kaparis. It sounds from the Chumash that there was a debate over it.
So he says on the first step, he says, well, we know that the Chassam Sofer points out, by Shemi, there were Gonis Deluchas at the end of Bais Rishon. Yeshua Melech was Gonis Deluchas in the basement. So by Shemi, the Deluchas weren't there above the ground. But finally, when Aluchas said, why don't they make an Oran, they just have the Oran. So the Chassam Sofer says, but to have an Oran without Luchas doesn't make any sense. Oran is not from the Klei HaMikdash. Not like a menorah, even if you're not married to menorah, the menorah, the key, everything is there, that's the furniture, it has to look like it. Even if you have a broken bed, you have a broken kitchen table, but that's the way the house has to look, with that furniture. So the Beit HaMikdash has to look like this. The oran is not from the furniture of the Beit HaMikdash. The oran is just a plea for how the luchos that you get. The luchos are under the ground, the serrano luchos, whatever, the lost, whatever. One opinion is that they were taken to Babel by the soldiers. Another opinion is that it was under the ground in the... And the basic means whoever it was, so that's where the Oren was. The Oren is supposed to have the Luchas, it's not from the family. So that's what's called Aron Abris, Aron Ha'idus, because the Luchas Abris and the Luchas Ha'idus are supposed to be in the Oren. So it is apparently they had put in the Luchas into the Oren in order to make it into Aron Abris. Because if it doesn't have the Luchas in it, it doesn't have the status of Oren. So first they put in... First they put in the Luchas. If they put in the Luchas, then they had to put in the Badin. Why did they have to put in the Badin? The Badin were not only for the purpose of traveling. The Din is Lo Yasur in the Menu. Lo Yolam, that's what it's called. Amei Sabad Yolam Moshe. So you know, it's one of the mitzvahs with those. Whoever takes out the Badin from the Yolam gets Malkus. So obviously the Badin were an essential chelik of the clay, of the clay Amidosh, of the Kli, of the Yolam. If it was a Kli from the Beit HaMikdash, I don't know. But it's an essential chelik of the Kli, whatever you call the Kli of the Oren. But it has to have Badin not only for the purpose of transportation, of traveling, but even when in the days of the Beit HaMikdash, when it's not going to be traveling, no more Masa Bakosis, they're not going to travel anymore, but still you had to have Badin, and the Badin had to protrude by Yerol Rosh HaBadin, the Badin had to protrude through the Parosis and so on. So that's the thing with those, that you have to have the Badin as an essential chelik of the Kli. So you're not supposed to put on the, apparently, they weren't supposed to put on the kapoyis on top. You don't put on the lid until the entire Kli is completed. So the entire Kli wasn't completed until they put in the Badin. You're not supposed to finally put the Badin in until it's called an Oren. Then you put the Badin into the Oren. It's not an Oren. It's supposed to be Aron Abish. It's not called Aron Abish until you put in the Luchos. That's what Rabbi Yankee Kamenetsky suggests. That's why it had to be Vatsky like this. With a plate, to put in Dabke the Luchas, then after the Luchas put in the Badin, and after the Badin, then to put in the Kapoy. So in the middle of this comment, he points out that the Badin says, Le Yasur Nimenu, and Rashi says, Le Yodlam, Rashi says, Le Yodlam, Rashi says, Le Yodlam, Le Yodlam, Le Yodlam, Le Yodlam, it's an essential chedek of the priest, he says, with this, on his mind, this point, this one point, parenthesis, the Kasher that he gets Mishnah, yes, on the Mishnah. Why did the Mishnah in the end of Menachos say that all the Kelim in the Beis HaMikdash were Mizrach Ma'ariz, and it doesn't say Chutz Min Ha'Oren? And the Gemara says, everybody agrees the Oren had to be this way, with stuff and dollar. So the bottom had to go through this, and the bottom were not lengthwise, the bottom were on the narrower side, not on the longer side. The Gemara says, everybody agrees this. Everybody agrees that the Oren had to be... How come the mission doesn't say Chutz Min Ha'Oren? So the mission gives you the answer of Tana V'Shiyah, Ma'ashiyah, Ha'ashiyah, so she was the menorah. Very tough. The Rambam got it from the mission, the mission left out two things, left out the menorah and left out the end. That's very tough. But Rashi Kamenetsky says, no, just like we said, the whole issue doesn't apply to the Mizbah HaKsoros. Mizbah HaKsoros was a square. But there's nothing to discuss whether this way or that way. You can't say Orpho and Rochpho. It doesn't have an Orpho, there's no Rochpho. But Rashi Kamenetsky says, the Oren, the Oren without the Badin was Orkoi, the Rochav HaMishkan. But once you had the Badin, so the Badin made the Oren, Orkoi, the Oren HaMishkan. So the Oren is not an exception to the rule. The Gemara says the Oren was an exception to the rule. The Gemara is considering the Oren without Badin. But the Mishnah is saying what the thing really is. I read at the end that the Oren is not called an Oren unless it has Badin. Lo Yasur Mimenu. Once it has Badin, so the Oren was the Oren HaMishkan. It wasn't in the right direction. They think that the Mishnah doesn't have any exception to the rule of the world. Mishnah is presenting their opinion. All the Kelim in the Beit HaMikdash, the Yark and the Yark HaBayim. Including the Yark?
Along with the
Bible. Well, they were longer than the length of the whole difference between the length and the width was very slight. One Amma. They were longer than that. They had to be for the purpose of carrying. One purpose was to carry. The Chayyah for sure was longer.
Mm-hmm.
The body will save me longer than the length of the arm. We used to say in the name of Rav Chaim Soloveitchik, I said, it's like my son has this in his paper, like he discovered America. So everybody says, name Rav Chaim like that. So the Pesukim described the way Moshe Rabbeinu made the Mishkan, so he did everything in order. He's going from the inside out. So he says, he took all in and put it in the Kaddish, and then he put in the Luchos, and he put in the Barim, and he put in the Kaparis, then he put on the Paroichos, then he went back. He's going in from the inside out, 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 out. So it says, when he went out, it says he made Masach HaPesach LePesach HaMishkan, then he made the Mizbeach, then he made the Kiyah. So how come he's going backwards and forth? So everything else is going out, out, out. So how come he goes out and back? So they say B'Shem Rav Chaim, because in Parshas earlier, in Parshas Tumah Tetzaveh, it says that the Kiyah has to be Bein HaMoed Bein HaMizbeach. That's the Mokam. Has to be Bein HaMoed Bein HaMizbeach. So you don't have a, if you don't have a Mizbeach yet, you can't put the Kiyah. The Mokam has to be, not just that that's, not just that that's a description of what it is. That is the halacha. There has to be. So you have first put Aramah, then put the Mizbeach, then you put the Kiyah, Bein HaMoed Bein HaMizbeach. And then they say also B'Shem Rav Chaim, Tzaitl HaSan has this too. I've like forgotten that in Yeshiva they say in Enoch Khan. That Rav Avraham said in Enoch Khan. That when he was going out, when he was going out, that says he made the Moshe Rabbeinu put in the yard and with the Kaparos and everything. Then he made the Kaparos. Then he went further. So which one did he put first? Did he put the Shulchan? Did he put the Menorah? So it says in the Pasuk, in Chodeis, huh? Vayitin is HaShulchan. Then he says, Vayosem is HaMinoah, Boma, Nechach HaShulchan. What was the Kepedi doctor to put the Shulchan first and then put, and then it says later he put the Mizbach HaZohar because that's further out. It's going out, out, out. So why does he say that he first put, the Chodeis is not Kasha. Why did he first put the Shulchan and then he put the Menorah? It's a cross-up. But it says B'Shem Rav Chaim, no, it's not a cross-up, because if you're going from the inside out, you should say, Kotmir Satapana Lo Yehu Ela Lo Yemin. So as you're going out, so on the right-hand side is going to be the Menorah. So you should have put the Menorah first. I'll come and say that he put first the Shulchan on the left side, then he put the Menorah. So the answer is, so it says, Vayosem Sa Menorah, Nechach HaShulchan. And the Prophet said before that that is the halacha. You have to put the Menorah in Nechach HaShulchan. You have to first have a Shulchan in order that the Menorah should be put, Nechach HaShulchan. You don't have a Shulchan, so the Menorah is not going to be Nechach. It's not some, but that is a description of the place. That's all Tidin, what it has to be. It has to be Nechach HaShulchan. That's what we say, B'Shem Rav Chaim. He's still the Yukim and the Seder of Rafiyah HaMishkan. Why is it called the Pelechus HaMosach? What does the word Mosach mean? So Rashi earlier. Rashi says in the beginning of Vayakel, I think. Pelechus HaMosach Loshim Schar. Parechas HaMechitza, and Pasu Yud Beis, the beginning of Ayakov, Rashi writes, Parechas HaMosar, Parechas HaMechitza, and he quotes the Pesukim, Sach Tabadi, the Pasuk in the Eo, but he's also protected the Eo, Sach Tabado, Sach Tabado. And Rashi says, the word Schach applies to anything which is made on something else, either no Milo or Menatzat, either a wall or a roof is called Schach. That's what Rashi says. The Svasemis points out that if you look in the Gemara Sukkah and the first place, that's the Machlevi Satanayim. That's the time that we don't pass on just Rav Yoshia. Gemara has a clause that the Schach has to be, Mishnah says, the Schach has to be Tzilosa Meluba Mechamosa. Chamosa Meluba Tzilosa, it's no good, it's not called Schach. So does that only apply to the Schach or about the Kfanis? So Rav Yoshia says the Kfanis also has a din of Schach. As it says, Parotis Hamosa, so you see that even a Mechitza is also considered a Schach. Therefore, the Zephanis of the Sukkah have to be Chilosa Meruba Mechamos. And we don't pass like that. We pass in only Machmas Chach or Machmas Zephanis. It's Zephanis from Malo Ramon. I says, Parochus HaMosha. So the Gnosis is not it. The Parochus is the Kaya Sukkah. The Gnosis is the Parochus. You think Parochus only goes up and down. It goes right to right. Vertically, just my name, it went a little bit horizontally. It leaned over a little bit. And that little schnitzik on top, that is called Mosha. That is called Zephanis. That's how the mind turns. So this Basam is Achimish Rashi. He doesn't understand why does Rashi quote over here Achimish? Why does he quote the other opinion? You look in the Medrash, Rashi is quoting from the Medrash. Medrash also says that that's what Yoshi Yashita, that he holds that that Tzchach is not, that the Tzilot and the Ruben Mechamot is required not only by Tzchach, but also by Tzchach. It's a late halacha. Why does Rashi quote it? There is a chumash on the last pasuk in Tikkun, the last pasuk in Chumash, Shmos, that says the Onan was by Yom and the Eish was by Laila. But the chumash says, and that's how the people knew whether it was day or night, they could tell easily by looking at the Mishkan, whether the Onan was there or the Eish was there. What's the significance of knowing whether it's day or night? You gotta know whether you can, like, swim, whether you can balance Mincha, Myers, Shakers, Sitzis, a million and one demons that's Tani Yom or Laila. So the Mechilta says, I don't know when the Mitzrayim could be Tovel and when the Zavis could be Tovel. But if it's only the Mitzrayim and only the Zavis, that's what the Hafloah talks about. Nachsam Sofer was a talmud of the Hafloah. Nachsam Sofer learned there were two Goyim who lived in Frankfurt. And Nachsam Sofer was a young boy. One was the Hafloah, the Pinchas HaLevi Ish Harvet. The Hafloah is a Rashi Tevet, it was a Pinchas Levi Ish Harvet. And one was a Nas Nadla. So these were the two Rabbeim of the, one was a lady, one was a Kohen. The Hafloah was a lady, and he used to watch the Ramos Nadler's thing, and he used to do him. They described in the history books that we were such a impressing scene, because by the Yekas they watched the hands in the shul, in the front of the shul. They watched with a big pitcher, with a golden or a silver pitcher in front of everybody. They watched the kind of thing. So they used to see like Hafloah would watch, Hafloah was the rogue. He was the brother of the Rebbe Rechnoff. He learned Eir Chassidish. He was right there, but all the years he was in Frankfurt, that's 18 years or something, 25 years or something. He could never say over anything from the Zohar, from the Baal Shem Tov, because they didn't let him. They didn't allow him to come over there. They thought very good about that. Anyway, so the Chassam Tov talks about this. He quotes it from his Rebbe from Hafloah, and then he has his own. Why does the Mechilta only say that it was relevant or it was necessary to know whether it was Yom HaLailah when he gets to his man Tfilas HaZovah, his man Tfilas HaMetzorah, and what about Tzitzis and Tfilin and HaKovot HaKamolah and Zabon and Shachar and Yom HaMayah and everything else? Very strange medrash. The Pasuk says that when they put the Kiyor towards the end of the Kiyor, Vayasim Yisakir ben Almeh, then it's like, he's going to mind the Rachsi, the Rachsi, the Menu, Moshe, the Yahu, Nevona, which is Dein, Esrag, Lehen. So the Statu Vassan points out that whenever you look at the other descriptions of the Asiyas HaMishkan, it never says that Moshe Rabbeinu washes from the Kiyor. Only over here it says he washes from the Kiyor. How come? So he suggests that he doesn't think that Moshe Rabbeinu ever used the Kiyor. I said that we had the first Rachman of Moshe B'Yam. He says, no, the Gemara is Rachman in the second Torah, in the Sugya of the Kiddush Banach line. The Gemara says that this person means a different thing. But even Shema Mayim the Rachman, that you put water. How much water? You have to have so much water, the Rachman of Men of Moshe B'Yam and Nevonim is the day of Sagman. There has to be enough water for four people to wash. It doesn't really mean that Moshe Rabbeinu should actually wash. Because in the other system it never says that he washed his hands. It just means to say, but you can show my mind, the rock to the rock of men, and you have to have so much water that four people will be able to wash. Moshe, Aaron, Uvanov, the two sons, a lovely summer. Another of you, Uvanov, so a lovely summer. Yes, meaning in the room,
so this is in the beginning.
This was on the Huda Chodesh Rishon Hashem Shem Berach HaLachodesh. This was the Shmini Lemirun. On the first day of Nisan. That's how it says by Shishi, Pasuk Yudzayin. The Huda Chodesh Rishon Hashem Shem Berach HaLachodesh. Hukam HaMishkan and then says that that's what they did. The Shivach Lemirun were the last 7 days in Ador. And now this, from Shishi on, it says this was all done on the Chodesh Nisan. So Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't doing any avodah. The Shabbat, the Moshe Rabbeinu do anything on the Shmini Lemirun. The Shivas Lemirun, he did the Avodah. On the Chodesh Nisan, he gave it over to Aaron and said, did he do anything? The Machlokes is the Ramban and Rashi, I think. But he did anything. So if you know, the Moshe Rabbeinu didn't do anything, starting from the Shmini Lemirun, he didn't do anything. So how does it say that he did the Rosh Men of Moshe Rabbeinu? So go like Kasha. But the answer is that the Pasuk only goes for the Shia. I said, when it says on this Pasuk, quotes, from the Rambam in Pirush HaMishnah, it's a Pekiyus. It's not where it belongs. You have to look where. He quotes another Pirush HaMishnah in some other place, that when you're working who the four people are, the Gemara says, in this passage we see that the
The kiyor has to contain so much water in order for one coin to do Kriyas Namakam from the kiyor. I thought so much water that you should be able to wash Kriyas Namakam for Kohan. So the Rambam in the Kriyas Namakam says, where do you see it in the Pasuk? Aharon is one, Ubranav is two, Elazar is Sama, and Pinchas. And he leaves out Moshe Rabbeinu. So why does he say Moshe Rabbeinu? So how can we say his name? I love to believe that he's actually doing Avoda. So you have to say, and that's my place, Rashi and Rabban, you have to say that Moshe Rabbeinu was still doing Avoda on the Shemini Lemur. But he wasn't using the Kiddush Lamanach Lamanach. But when you reckon, when you're chanting before people, you're chanting Aaron Uvanov. Uvanov means his descendants who were Kohanim. It doesn't mean only his children. A lovely summer. And his descendants who will happen to be Kohanim means a lovely summer and Pinchas. What? Yeah. You can't say like that. That's what he quotes by Rambam says that. Now he's relying on it to quote some Maramachan. So the Sikh has a comment on an earlier Pasuk too, in Perek Mem, Pasuk Yud, there's a Hamishi. This is a mitzivui. Mitzivui is seven times. No, it's not to be believed. How come? This is very strange. Even with the answer that the woman going here, why is it written seven times the mitzivui? So the Nitziv shows there's something strange about the Pasuk. He doesn't like a Tanakh, he says something strange. The Pasuk sounds like it says, and he comes and he has this phrase. He's chopping this effect. He says the Pasuk sounds like it says that the Mizbeach didn't acquire the Kedusha until they did the Mashiach and all the Kelim. Because otherwise we should have said, Mashach is Mishbach Oilah V'Kidashto Oisoi, Eskokeilah V'Kidashto Oisoi. The fact that it says, by one of the others it got to say like that. Where does it say by the Menorah Talmud? Talmud says, Mashach is HaMenorah, and it gives the Kedusha, and you do the Mashiach to declare HaMenorah, and it gives them the Kedusha. Back them over here. By the Menorah or something like that. He claims over here that the Kedusha is something, he doesn't explain it though. He just says it sounds from the passage that the Kedusha is HaMizbeach, HaYidei Shem and HaMishcha, was only called what you're doing the Mashiach and all the Kedem of Akim, the Seder was now. If they haven't really seen it written over seven times, then you start reading that Moshe Rabbeinu did it from Shishi, Ba'iva Chadish HaRisha, Yom HaRisha, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, what is, and it doesn't say that he did Mashiach. After all that, seven times, didn't say that he did Mashiach, it's a Benitziv, and the Herchel Dover, on the bottom of the page, quotes him, Achleikis and the Yishalmi, whether he did Mashiach or not. So he runs Shikas that he never did the Mashiach. One Shikas that he never did the Mashiach. But the Mashiach is not Yaakov. The Mashiach is not Yaakov. Are you supposed to do the Mashiach? I don't know, he has a hard time explaining that. I, the Pasuk says, he did this, he did that, he did everything. And doesn't say that he did anything. Quote the Machloket Satanoim, two prices, this time it's funny that he did Mashiach, this time it's funny that he didn't do Mashiach, two prices in Yerushalmi Yuma. Whether Lamais and Moshe Rabbeinu really did the Mashiach on the Shmiel in the room or not. I don't understand what that means. No, it wasn't done. I don't know, so Yishami asked that, so it says, it's considered as if he did the Mashiach. So it's considered as if he made it based on Mishra? He just told the Mashiach. So he says, how did Moshe Rabbeinu know the Mashiach was not Me'akeh and he gives the whole Kippur? Even if it's not Me'akeh, but he didn't deal with Hatzila, Mitzvah, Bishlam, Mitzvah, to do the Mashiach, I don't know what that means. There is one talent in Shalmi, he says, that the fact that he doesn't say Mashiach indicates that he never did the Mashiach of Lamais. Yaakov Chinoni has a comment on the beginning of the Haftarah Tikkun about Tishlam Kol HaMalacha. Asher Asa HaMelech Shlomo Beis Hashem. Yaakov Chinoni says that in Sheishish Mei Bereishis says that Chal Kenesh Malach Kol Asher Asa, it's referring to that Malacha. That the Rebbeinu Shlom wanted to have a deal with the Tachtanim. And then, like the Nebi says, that he had a deal with the Tachtanim, the Sarach HaLakim, the Sarach Dagan, and then the Shkina went back. He's alluding, he doesn't quote the whole name, he's alluding to that. And the Shkina went back to the Rikim, and then when HaMelech finally built the Beit HaMikdash, that Tishlam Kol HaMalacha, that the Tachlis of Bria, Shamayim Ba'aretz, was finally completed, the Melech HaSheishis Mei Bereishis was finally completed, and that's why he's called Shlomo. That Shlomo HaBria, that the Melech was completed at that time. We always say Shlomo HaMelech was Shalom, no? But David HaMelech wasn't permitted to build the Beis HaMikdash because he was involved in war so much, even though it was Mohammed's mitzvah, but still he was killing people. And the Navi told him, you can give a yom and things like that. You are a man of war, and even everything was for Mohammed's mitzvah, you can't build a Beis. You're going to have a son, he's going to be an Ish Shalom, Shlomo Shlomo. His name is going to be Shlomo because he's going to be an Ish Shalom. They still said, give a yom. And he's going to build the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash has to be a Mohammed Shalom. It's not supposed to be built by a man of an Ish Mohammed. So the Medish, the Yaakov Chinoni, he quotes on Medish, and it's talking about Tishlam Kol HaMalacha, that's why his name is Shlomo, because the Malacha Sheishis Mediation is just completed at that time. Then the Pasuk says, and after he finished everything, by Yavid Shlomo, as Kavshi David, Ovid, Akeset, Azor, as Akelim, Nasa, Meyot, and Beis Hashem, he put it all away. The Yerushalmi says in Bava Metzia, in the first parak, and the Sugya, King Chotzer, and the Midrashim say, David HaMelech, when he conquered all of it, and the Gemara says, and Abed Ezer, but he conquered all of the nations, he was always waging war, so he'd always take test of his revenue, he was always madrish to Tzukim Shre, Tzukim Yayam. He was always madrish everything for the Beis HaMikdash. And then it would be in Abed Ezer, he would have a go with him. The Gemara says, he had Yitai Hagitu, what was his name? Yitai Hagitu was the girl who had been a battle all the Abed Ezer. And then, after being battle all the Abed Ezer, becomes Mutta Banro. But you have to get the great Mim Vato before you take it. But Imar says in Avodah Zarah, he's very careful, he has this guy with him, the guy has to say, I don't believe in this Avodah Zarah. He never believed in the Avodah Zarah. You can get a guy who doesn't worship, who never worships that Avodah Zarah anyway, declare an oral declaration, I don't believe in it, and then it becomes Mutma Anosh. He took that enough to call the Tetzel Israel and the Chosin, all the money and all the stuff, and he put everything away to build the Beis HaMikdash. And then the Medrash says, when he was holding my building Beis HaMikdash, they used nothing from what Dagan HaMelech put away. After everything was all finished, then it's not enough to call the things that the father had set aside and put it in the treasury. The Medrash says, why didn't they use it? So HaMelech waged all those wars and he put away all the stuff. So the Medrash says, the Rebbeinu Shlomo was angry at David HaMelech that for 3 years there was famine in Eretz Yisrael and the poor people were dying from starvation. And he said, so the people were pleading with him, sell the gold and the silver, give it away and get food, get by food. He said, Beis HaMikdash, I'll give away money for the Beis HaMikdash. Let the people drop dead. Not going to give away money for the Beis HaMikdash. The Baruch Hashem said, such a chesed. He says, they're not going to use it for the Beis HaMikdash because he didn't give it away when the people were dying. One Medrash says that Talmid HaChachamim were dying from sorrows. What do you mean, Talmid HaChachamim? The people were dying from sorrows. They were hungry. So David HaMelech's money that he put away all those years was put away right from Beis Hashem. Nothing was used in the Beis HaMikdash. That's what the Medrash, that's what the Alter Chimoni says. It says then he was going to celebrate the being of Beis HaMikdash. Oz Yachel Shlomo Zichni, he saw this called Rashi Hamatis, you see, others, he gathered together and convened all of the Rabbanim. And then it says, all the Balabatim came. By Kolo Al HaMelech Shlomo, Kolo Shizro. It says he convened all the Rashi Hamatis, then all the Balabatim came with something very strange of him. So the Samseta has a type, I don't know. He doesn't quote any Makaris, he's guessing. So the Gemara says in the first Tariq in Moikotin, that when they celebrated the Chanukah HaMikdash in the days of Shlomo HaMelech, they celebrated Shivas Yamin, Shivas Yamin, they celebrated 7 days Chanukah HaMikdash, and then they celebrated Sukkot, the 7 days. And then on Shmini Atzeres, Shivas HaMelech HaSom. He sent everybody back home, and he went after Yom Kippur Gov. Gave him his bracha, they gave him a bracha, gave him a bracha, and everybody went home. So the 7 days immediately prior to Sukkot include Yom Kippur. And it says that there were Mizatkin, there were being Kabbalahs, and eating and drinking, they were eating on Yom Kippur. How they allowed to eat on Yom Kippur? So he died in a Kabbalah. That Yom Kippur is not as common as Shabbos. And over here, the Mishkan is only Kishah, so the Kishah Shah wasn't Kishah Salem. And in the days of the Mishkan, which is only Kishah Shah, they were Machal Shabbos to bring the Kabbalah. So certainly here, with Kishah Salem, you can immediately eat on Yom Kippur, which is less than Shabbos. So then they were nervous. The Gemara says in my cotton, all of a sudden they became nervous, maybe they did wrong. The Baska came out from heaven and said that everyone is forgiven. So it's a question what that means. Everyone is forgiven means that they did wrong, but he's forgiving them? So they thought they were a good couple of times. I mean, no, that everyone did right. That's a shaila. The Rasha claims on the Gemara that they did wrong. He said the Kavachanim was wrong. Because the Gemara in the end of Yuma, where the Gemara says that you never ask Ilan Yom Kippur, I feel the Makamit. You're permitted to do Malach on Yom Kippur, the Makamit, so you bring the Kabbalah, the Yishiti. Have to take the soul as well, and sometimes you have to carry it. So the Gemara in the Sukkot Yishiti, the Gemara says to do Malach on Yom Kippur for the purpose of Hashavah's Kabbalah, and you will ask it. But the Ilan Yom Kippur, you're not allowed to eat the Makamit. So the Rasha says, the Rachanim, you're a Shagatari, you're a Shagatari, how does it? What do you mean you're not allowed to eat here? The Gemara says that they ate. They did eat, so they did pollution. So the Rasha says they did wrong. And the Basco didn't say they did wrong. Basco said that they were forgiven. They were all going to get out of Mahabha means that they meant Lashem Shemaim. They darshan the Kavahar and they meant Lashem Shemaim. But they really darshan wrong. And others say no, that the Rasha was right. So the Samsefer thinks that perhaps the Pshat is like this. So go Agamara and Yibam with Bachlam and Tesson, but Agamara says it's a din of Yibu. Pasuk in the Chumash is a din of Yibu. A Yibum the Mokka Mitzvah is an issue of Eishasach. Eishasach is only an Issa Kareh. So how are you allowed to do Yibum? So the answer is it's Mitzvah. The Mokka Mitzvah is Mitzvah. So the Gemara has a Machlekes Abishol and Hacham. Abishol, whose opinion is accepted by the Ashkenazim. Machlekes Ashkenazim and Mishpadim. No Shadim there. Okay. Get away. So the Ashkenazim passed in Allah say that when Rabbi Yosef is talking about Rosh Hashanah. Okay. The Ashkenazim paskin that like Abu Shoah, that you're not allowed to do Yibum unless you miskaven l'shem mitzvah. If you miskaven l'shem mammon, the reason why I'm doing Yibum is because the girl is wealthier, because the girl is prettier. I'm not doing it l'shem Yibum. So Abu Shoah says that it's considered as if he's in violation of Eishasah. So what do you see from that halacha that we pass from Abba Ashkenaz and pass from Abba Abishol? You see that whenever you're matter an Isser, just read what it says, but whenever you're matter an Isser, you have to do it lishma. If you don't do it lishma, so you don't have a hefer. So from Sefer claims that's why Shlomo HaMelech only invited the Rabbanim. Or is Yaakov Shlomo Zikri Yisrael is Karashi HaMatis, you see it always in May. So invite all the big Rabbanim on the assumption that they're going to eat and then kiss the same Shemaim. But they know that they're not allowed to eat a kiss. But he's going to give you. He told you the Kavachayim that they were Mishka, they were allowed to bring Chal Shabbos, and the Beis HaMikdash is Zichr, allowed to bring Chal Yom Kippur. You ought to do the Achiv on Yom Kippur. He only wanted the Rabbanim to come. But then what about Bat Meher? They're making a party on Yom Kippur, so everybody came. So we all wanted to eat. So what's Shlomo HaMelech going to tell me? You're not allowed to eat. But you're not going to do the Shem Shemayim. How can he go? And I said, I'll do the Shem Shemayim. Giving my place, I want to eat the Shem Shemayim on Yom Kippur. He has no barometer to test whether they're eating because they're hungry or they're eating the Shem Shemayim. So he says that he let everybody eat. And then they were nervous. Lachan and I said they were nervous. Maybe some of the people did the Easter. What do you mean, what were they nervous about? And not to eat. Some say that doesn't matter. After Rashash, they were nervous. Maybe the Kavachani was wrong. No, he's convinced the Kavachani was right. But they were nervous. Maybe he only invited Rabban. Zikni is from the Rashi Amatis. You see her always. But then the Hamoinam came. He was nervous. Maybe part of the people on the Hamoinam didn't have Kavana L'shem Mitzvah. And therefore, perhaps they were in violation of the Yisra of Yom Kippur. And then the Basco came out and said that everything is okay. And now you can say whatever you want in the Basco. You can say like the Rasha, everyone is forgiven. Or you can say that everyone loves the Spot on the Shem Shema. Now you're able to say whatever you want. How do you read the next passage? It says that they had the Kohanim and they didn't carry all the Kalim. That's only a Haruah Shor. The Raman writes in the Sefer Mitzvot, that's only a Haruah Shor that you have to have Levim, Kohanim and Levim. Bayalu Chalon Hashem, the Shor Amor, there's Kol Klei HaKodeh HaShor Be'olho Bayalu Es Ma Kohanim De HaLevim. The Raman writes in the Sefer Mitzvot that Halacha is not counted as one of the Minyan HaMitzvot because only Haruah Shor is not a Dinah Dirt. That you have to have Levim carry the Klei HaMikdash. So when did that Haruah Shor end? Haruah Shor, why don't you think it was only the Mikdash? But here in the Jewish time, the Rosh Hashanah, the end of the Harosha, so the Bishkir Rav has in the end of the state, he has invited to Rabbi Yashibel Salvechi, to the Rav, Chazisi Yakiri, the first two letters are written to the Rav.
the end of the sentence. So he has a letter to the Rav where he writes that this is when it ended. And he said, "Look, Shukun be like Yamim." The Hirasha was, whenever the Mishkan is moving around, so then you have to have Levian carry it. So after they had a Beis Olamim, this was Yerushalayim, was the permanent residence of the Shechina. So that's not a Beis Olamim, it's not supposed to travel anymore. Either there's a Churban, another Churban, huh? So that's kind of a pinchu. But theoretically, once they established the Beis Hamikdash in Yerushalayim, this is called the Beis Olamim. This is the Beis Atchir. This is a permanent place. It's not temporary like before. So then Hirasha ended at this time. That's what he quotes the Pesukim Derayim. It sounds like that's what it says. That the Hayosha ended at this time because this is now established as the Beis Olamim. The Rambam still quotes the Rishon given the Beis of Masa Ha'orein. That's where that's related. The Rav wrote to Rav Rovela. And then Rav Rovela wrote back, yeah, that's 100% right. And he quotes the Pesukim from Nevi to indicate that that's true. The Masa Ha'shara came that you need a lady for the other Kalim. So all the Kalamidras had ended at this time, and so on and on, the Bayit Rishon, because now, theoretically, it's not supposed to be traveling anymore. But the Arayim, that din still applied, and that din changed now. Instead of Levim, you have to have Dr. Kohanim. But the Ramban in the Sefer Mitzvah says, who ever heard of a Mitzvah changing? What's going on? The Ramban has one of the huge din of his Torah in it. The Zesha Torah, Asim Echladis, Rosh Parachas, and Sampayim Toshman. So what did he say that the din changed? That it used to be with Levim, and now it's only withdrawn to the Biskarov, and in that letter explains what it means. And explains it so well, like a lot of things that the Biskarov say. If we see the explanation, it sounds like that's what it says in the Chumash. It sounds like that's what the Pesukim and Chumash and the Divayamim say. He says that there's a Pesuk in Chumash, the Dvarim, the Bambachar Hashem, the Shosa, the Baruch Hashem. Where is that Pesuk? Kibam Bachar Hashem by the Pechira Salavim. It says, Kibam Bachar Hashem, Lassus Vesaron, Abus, or something like that. The Shor Sol of Baruch Hashem. So it says, the Levim were chosen, Ozi Adon Hashem, a passage like that. Here in Akib, let's see. Yurid Perik, Yurid Chapter, Yurid Pasuk, Chetz. Right, so he read the Lashon Yishol Kalevi for three purposes. L'Sei Shisalam Yis Hashem. Number two, L'Amolik Nashon Yishol So. Number three, the Baruch Vishno Adar Yom Hazeh. So what is the Baruch Vishno? To Duchen. What is Yishol So? To do Akrabat HaKobon. So obviously, number two and number three are speaking about Kohanim. Even though they say, who's the Lashon Yishol Kalevi? We're not talking about the Holy Ghost. We're talking about only Kohanim. So the Vishwa thinks that the first phrase, Lashon Yishol Yis Hashem, are supposed to be talking about Kohanim. So number two and number three are talking about Kohanim, but number one is also talking about Kohanim. So he says, that's the din of Beis of Masa Ha'orem. The din is that you have to carry all of the Kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash. It should be carried by Levim. That was a Hirasha that ended in the days of Shlomo HaMelech when the Beis HaKriya was chosen. That Hirasha required either Kohanim or Levim, as the Pesuk says in HaKriya. That Shlomo HaMelech had the Kohanim and the Levim carrying the Arayim and all of the other Vayalos, Aron Hashem, Mitzvah, Moedos, Kofi, HaKodesh, Yosef, Vayalos, Mahakon, Ham, Vahalavim. That was the Hayasha that Kohanim and Levim should carry over to HaKodesh up until the time that they choose a permanent residence place, and theoretically not supposed to be moving anything anymore. But to do a Masa Ha'olim, that's a Din L'Dorim. And that Din L'Dorim is only in Kohanim. Not that the same Din changed. Not that Ramban timing against Ram. What do you mean the Din changed? That L'Shor, it's only because it was done by Levim, and then L'Dorim was done by Kohanim. So the Bishlav says, no, it didn't change. There was a Hirasha of transporting the Mishkan. When that din of transporting Mishkan was a din of Levim. When that Hirasha ended, so then a different din took over. The din was of transporting the Arayim. And that din is not, and then he points out, that din of transporting the Arayim back to Kohanim is not because the Arayim is one of the Kohanimidas. He says there was one opinion in the first quote, two opinions in the Yishami. One time in Yishami had that there were two Arayim. One Arayim had the Shiva Luchas, that was the one that was the 18th Imam Ramachama, and the other Arayim had the Luchas in it, that sat in the Beis HaMikdash. So the Tosis that quotes that Yishami says that that Arayim that was the 18th Imam Ramachama that wasn't put off in the Kohen HaMikdash, that also had to be carried after by Kohanim. So that's not from the Kohen HaMikdash. You see, it's not the beginning of the Shor, the Hirasha of transporting the Kohen HaMikdash
later on changed, and it didn't became that it has to be done by Kohanim instead of Levim. No, this is a separate thing. But the Oren, even if it's an Oren, whatever has a big Oren to it, whether it's this Oren or that Oren, Bama, make an Oren Kodesh in the Shul, that's not called an Oren. If it has these special, this Oren, even the Oren with the Luchas, the Oren with the Shiva Luchas,